Under a system-wide reorganization, hours at the Springfield Public Library's branches will increase from 18 hours a week at each location to 30 hours per week. 19 people will be added to the library's staff. There will be new programs focusing on literacy, after-school activities, workforce development, and community engagement. Springfield Public Library Director Molly Fogarty said the changes, expected to occur by October, will put the system on solid ground for the future.
Because we have a library system that's sustainable, that can respond to the library community, to the city residents with services that they need, and we'll be able to attract more funding and increase the library program throughout the city.
City officials and neighborhood residents gathered Wednesday under a white tent outside the Liberty Street Branch Library, where Mayor Dominic Sarno announced that when the building ceases to be a library, it will become a senior citizen social center.
We always tried to do the right thing, good government, during tough budgetary times, and we thought that this would work out without question, obviously, in honoring Mary, but also to repurpose this historic building to keep it vibrant in the Hungry Hill neighborhood.
Also, a park with walking trails, exercise areas, and a children's playground will be constructed next door on what is now a vacant lot. Officials announced the park will be named for the late Mary Troy, a longtime activist in the neighborhood known as Hungry Hill. The Pine Point Branch Library, also closing, will have new uses, but details have not been finalized. The city's library budget was increased this fiscal year to $4.1 million from $3.5 million. Last year, the city closed three branch libraries in July as a result of budget cuts, but following a public uproar, the mayor and city council agreed to appropriate $260,000 to allow those branches to reopen. Jim O'Connor, a lifelong resident of Hungry Hill, said he is delighted with the plans to reuse the neighborhood's branch library.
The library's essentially been closed for 15 years, only open sporadically. The hours weren't well known. We never knew for sure whether or not if you arrived there that the place would be open. So now to have it active, to have a presence there, it's going to protect it certainly from vandalism, but it's going to be a resource for the neighborhood again, not just as a library, but a multi-purpose facility.
The woman for whom the park is being named, Mary Troy, died about a year ago. Her daughter, Maura Kanoyer, said her mother had championed the creation of a senior center, which found temporary quarters for years in a church basement and later at a firehouse.
So this is really an honor for our family to be able to kind of let her legacy live on in the neighborhood.
The renovation of the branch library building, which officials said was constructed in the 1920s, will cost the city just $80,000. The construction work will be done by Hamden County jail inmates who participate in a pre-release work program. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.